pleased with our defense tonight. First half there, we were struggling trying to make a shot. I thought our defense kept us in the game. And we're starting to get it, you know, in terms of how hard you have to play to be a good defensive team. And holding them to 28%, I think they shot, is good. And out-rebounding a team of that size, you know, a team that played pretty well against Fordham over the weekend. I'm pleased with the effort that we made tonight. We had a lot of guys that had to play a little different positions at times, but that's okay. You know, we have to adjust to that. And I was pleased overall that we were able to get it back offensively a little bit as the game went on. But, you know, you can't depend on your defense to force turnovers all the time that lead to your scores. You have to be able to run your half-court offense. So the emphasis in practice the next 2 days before playing New Hampshire will be running better half-court offense. I thought that for this time of year, they did a good job of confusing us. In other words, they took us out of our sets because they kept switching defenses quite a bit out there. You don't usually see that this early, but, you know, having gone through it, it's good. You know, we'll learn a lot from this game. Eric was, I thought he really played well. I mean, just a certain toughness out there tonight that, he's just such a study player that sometimes it gets overlooked, you know, what he's doing. You know, he made a couple plays defensively that, you know, aren't on the stat sheet that were really good. And then he looked very calm when things weren't calm, when he had the ball. You know, in other words, he settles down, got us into the offense, and, you know, he only took 11 shots, but, you know, he made a couple big ones there in the first half to really get us started. And, you know, it allowed us to get that little bump there where we could use our bench some more. And got some minutes for Adrian Bowie, Cliff Tucker, and those guys. And, you know, James Padgett and Jordan are doing a good job of kind of splitting one position there. So, and before I forget it, Landon Milburn, I thought was he was a monster out there tonight. He was really good. You know, he just played hard, and I don't think he came out till there was, you know, I think he played about 14 straight minutes in the second half.
Coach, Sean Mosley, on top of his offense going on, seems to have even taken this game of stealing and rebounding and all around to a new level.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to stay the same. You know, we've had a history of players here to do that, and we work hard, but you have to get a player like Sean that's willing to work to make that happen. You know, it can't be a guy who thinks he's arrived just because he got to college on a basketball scholarship. You have to have guys that are willing to work hard in the offseason and listen. You know, listening's a big thing, and Sean listens, and he's gotten better. There's no doubt about it.
Gary, for this time of year, is the defense about where you want it to be, just in terms of being able to carry a few guys in the
way? Well, we'll see. You know, I mean, it's still early. I think we've worked hard at it to be a good defensive team, but, you know, you expect your defense to be there every night. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, but a night like this, when you don't shoot it, it better be there. And, you know, obviously, you know, an 8-point game at halftime is the game's not over, and you have to play really hard coming out of the locker room, and that's two straight games we've done that. We've played pretty well coming out at the start of the second half.
Kind of came out with their big lineup that they hadn't shown early on to start. How did you feel like you dealt with that? They went to the three guard pretty quick right after that.
Yeah, I thought it was good because number 30 has the skills to almost be a guard, even though he's considered, you know, one of their inside players. So I don't think it bothered him too much to bring the other big guy and sit one of the smaller players down. And they played well early. I mean, they did a good job against us. And you know, they're a good team. I think they're going to be right there in their league, that's for sure. And so I wasn't surprised. You know, we've been in a little bit of a flux situation in practice where we're not sure who we have for games and things like that. So, you know, we're not able to be maybe as smooth as we'd like to be right now offensively. But their changing defense has probably had as much to do with that as anything. They really did a good job. You know, they played the matchup really well. The coach was an assistant at Boston College with Al Skinner. Who, you know, that's what they play a lot of the time. So they know what they're doing, you know. And any time you have that size and you have a quick point guard like they had, you've got a chance.
Coach,
thought we played better, for one thing. We were more aggressive offensively, and finished. We missed a lot of what I thought shots we should have made in the first half, but that happens. But, you know, if we can play 8-9 people, we can wear a team down. There's no doubt about it, because we have good players from 1-9. So that's part of the strategy, is to try to keep the pace of the game up. But that's, see, good teams try to take you out of what you're good at, and that's why your half court, it all comes back to half-court offense, half-court defense at the end of the games. You know, that has to be there. That's what's going to win those games. And, you know, that's what we still have to work on. Our half-court offense has a long way to go. I'm going to stop working with him. I've hurt his shots. He's getting his looks. He's a marked man. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's got enough publicity, over the summer and everything, where he's been picked in the preseason All-American teams. That, you know, players could, you know, I would if I was playing against him. I'd get up for him. So he's got to, he's got to handle that. And that's what this part of the season is for, to learn how you can still be really good, because he's a great player. I mean, some of the passes he made tonight were just incredible. And, it makes us tough to cover. So, once that shot starts to go in, he's fine. And I'd rather him miss now than miss later.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.